Do you have memories of going to the synagogue when you were a young child?
Oh, yes.
What are the memories that stand out for you most?
Sort of sitting in the pews. It was a typical traditional style synagogue with a balcony. Very, very old. And completely traditional, and they had their own rabbi there, who had a wonderful voice. And again, one of the things, outstanding memories, is the fact that the Salvation Army were next door, and when they played, you could hear them playing in the synagogue. On one occasion, where part of the ceremony is where the reader falls down on his knees and unfortunately fell and caught his head on the corner, the outcome being is he was killed. I was sent running down to the doctors, who was a Jewish doctor, who was just a matter of a few hundred yards away. And that sticks out in my memory.
I'm not surprised. How old would you have been then, do you think?
I suppose about 8 to 10.
Yeah. Are there any festivals or high holy days like this stick in your mind as to what?
Well, yes. The New Year and the Day of Atonement were the main ones.
Yeah.
Festival of Lights, Hanukkah. These are joyous ones. No, those are the ones that stick out anyway.
Okay. So you went to Heder, but at the other synagogue.
At the other synagogue, yes.
Okay. And how were you received there? Was that?
Oh, fine.
Because all the children went there from the
Yes.
So you had your bar mitzvah at your own synagogue, but you were...
No, because by the time my bar mitzvah had come around, I believe the other one had closed.
Okay. So that would have been early 50s?
Yes, early 50s.
So your bar mitzvah was in the newer building?
No, it was a temporary building.
Okay.
That we hired because the main synagogue had been bombed in the war.
Okay.
That was called the Goat Street.
Goat Street was bombed in what, 1941 or something? Yeah.
41, 42.
Yeah. So what, you would have been very young then, just a few years old, but can you remember what happened after Goat Street was bombed?
Yes, and they then moved to, not Union Street, Castina Street.
Yeah.
Where they took a building over, they had there a mikveh. And a killing pen for chickens.
Right.
And on a Sunday, it was my job to pick up the chickens for the family, which made me feel very sick.
Right. After they'd been killed?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Right. And then what, your mum had to prepare them then?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So the mikveh and the killing place was used by both synagogues?
I would imagine there was only one mikveh that I'm aware of. No, the other one. I honestly can't answer that.
Okay.
It's something I didn't partake of.
No. Would you have known what the burial arrangements were for each of the synagogues?
Oh, there was no, just one.
Just one burial ground.
One burial ground.